The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Thank you for joining me so early Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. while you got the coffee brewing, the tea going, and eggs and baking. And stop right there. Today's topic, preparing for retirement in volatile times. And are these volatile times? Yes, they are indeed. That rhetorical question, answer myself. But GPS Your Finances is right here. And let's jump right into it. Think about the headlines these days that make retirement planning so volatile. I mean, the State of the Union address we just had this past week. A lot of good things happening with the economy. Overall, the things we look at, consumer confidence is doing well, low unemployment, stock market making new highs seemingly every day. You know, on the downside, though, we definitely have things like some trade talks with NAFTA, what's going to happen there. Of course, North Korea is always one of those risks that's always circling around us. And there's also concern about inflation, really. Interest rates moved up, offering some competition to stocks. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to discuss today to help you figure out how to best navigate your retirement based on these volatile tides. And those are just some of the headlines that we have every day that we're dealing with. You pick up the Wall Street Journal, like I do every day, or Invest Business Daily, Barron's on weekends. And, you know, there's a lot of bugaboos out there. Yet there's a lot of good things, and I do want to share some of the good things that are out there because I don't think they could be underscored enough. First off, the market mostly operates because of earnings. Now, back in 2008, 2009, the Great Recession, we had companies losing money. Think about banks losing money in those mortgages and so forth. Their earnings were contracting, going down, and the stock going down with it. Now we're looking at a time where earnings are going up in general. Now we add to that little fire, a little fuel to that fire, we'll throw a little kerosene on it, I guess, in a form of a tax windfall for corporations. It is very big, folks. It really is. I mean, Warren Buffett talked about it a couple weeks ago that maybe the market's not fully priced yet. We keep on hearing how high the market is and, you know, the bigger it is, the harder it falls. You know, all those things could be true. But Warren Buffett, who is the most famous investor worth a few billion, tens of billions of dollars, has even gone on record saying that this tax boom for investors and for companies is very big. Now, what can companies do with their money? Well, all of it really good for shareholders. I mean, first off, they should be given to the employees and help reward them, and we've seen a lot of companies do that. A lot of companies are also increasing their dividends to shareholders. That's a net positive for shareholders, of course. Buying back stock, that's great for supply and demand. Buying their competition, so many great things. And also, we're hearing a lot of companies investing in their future, you know, maybe new plant, new equipment. So this is a game changer. Guys, it really is. Now, on the other side of it is what's going to happen with wages, what's going to happen with inflation. We don't really know. See, if the Fed raises rates three times this year, just a little bit, probably a pretty good year for stocks overall. Again, they could always have a nasty correction here and there. Can't always predict when that's going to happen. But let's go back. Let's go back to 1994. That's way back. When Alan Greenspan was then the chair of the Federal Reserve. And at that time, we had the same conditions. We had commodities going up. Actually, lumber right now is at a 21-year high as an example. We started getting some of these little inflation bugaboos. And the Fed kept raising rates all year long in 1994, hurting the stock market. I don't think it's going to happen this time, but while we have really good fiscal policy at the moment that's helpful for investors, that is, fiscal means how you tax, how you spend, of course, a big tax windfall we spoke about. On the other side, with the whole monetary policy, what do you do about interest rates, borrowing money, and so forth? Do you raise rates and slow down the economy, slows down inflation, or do you kind of just moderate rates? So that's going to be a big key here as you look towards the second half of 2018, because the market's always operating like 6 months ahead of its time. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here on WHUD. This is called A GPS for Your Finances. We're here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. So glad you're joining us this morning. And we're tackling the topic, ready for this one? Preparing for retirement in volatile times. And these are volatile times. Mostly good times, though, right now. I said the economy is doing very well. Look, the market does not like recessions because companies start losing money. I mean, I think 97% of the economists surveyed out there feel that we're not going to have a recession this year. Now, that's a very good sign. I don't think we're going to have one either. If we have a recession, generally speaking, companies then, you know, it's a vicious cycle where consumers don't feel good, they don't buy, and companies have less earnings, and you go into this kind of earnings recession as well. Actually, we're on the other side of it. We're actually in a very good loop at the moment. This wealth effect, the market's gone up tremendously since the election. Here we are over 26,000. I think around the election, the Dow's around 18,000, created trillions of dollars of wealth. And now people feel more confident, and we're seeing that showing up in retailers. We're seeing that showing up in different numbers. Like, for instance, this past quarter, fourth quarter 2017, Apple sold 77 million iPhone X's. iPhone X's, guys, that's $1,000 a pop. Do the math on that one. So a lot of good things are happening. A lot of good things are happening for companies one by one. And another story that doesn't get told so much is about the global synchronized growth, meaning it's almost we're all doing it together. We're seeing that China's back to accelerating. Japan's getting out of their 30-year recession. Seems like they're doing better over there. And as much as happy as we are, January 2018, where the Dow was up 5.5%, think about it, 5.5% is a great move. You analyze that, which you can't. That's over a 60% move for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's our best month in nearly 2 years. That's quite exciting. But if you look around the world, there's areas like Russia and China and Brazil that had double-digit gains in the month of January alone. Again, I'm sure that's not sustainable either. But my point is, aside from the headlines that we read every day and the bugaboos that are out there, we do have to remind ourselves that we're getting global growth. We're getting global expansion. We're getting countries around the world that are participating in all of this. And helps out our U.S. companies. Think about Boeing. You know, there's 747. They came out with earnings this past week. Their earnings were fantastic. Once again, they're flying high, pun intended. And you look around and you see their earnings report. They're getting a lot of sales, a lot of new 747s, 787s, those Dreamliners. They're getting a lot of order purchases from around the world. So it's a great time to be looking at not only U.S. companies that are doing well, but U.S. companies are doing well, but they're doing well overseas. Apple in China is the best-selling phone. The iPhone X in the fourth quarter was China's best-selling phone. Of course, over there, there's Samsung, there's Google, there's a whole bunch of other phone carriers and phone companies, but Apple got the biggest market share. And we'll be right back after these few minutes when we talk about preparing for retirement in volatile times.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us this early Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday at 6 a.m. I'm glad you're joining us. Today's topic, preparing for retirement in volatile times. And these are volatile times, but I'm also going to say they're also good times. And we're trying to take full advantage of it in this segment as well. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett, our buddy Mike Bennett at WHD, that you hear Mike and Casey in the morning, every weekday morning, offer my free book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, the book sells for $17.99, and Mike's commercial, he just said, the book is free for the first 20 callers. So the early bird gets the worm this morning. Get your pen and paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. 0101. Please leave your name, your number, address, and we'll get you out the book. Now, we believe this is a perfect companion to the show at GPS for Your Finances. Everything that we cover here at radio, we also cover in the book in some great detail. So sometimes you can't join us every Sunday. Sometimes it's partially Sunday morning. But best companion right now is the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, for some reason, if you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. And also, when you get home, WHUD in the lower right-hand corner tells you how you can get my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. This is not a syndicated show, folks. I grew up in Hudson Valley. I live in Hudson Valley. I will retire in Hudson Valley. So we're right here. And actually, I grew up not too far from Peekskill, New York, where WHUD started. And I think they still have towers there. So again, you want the book, 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about how well this market's doing. It's not doing it by accident. It's doing it because companies have greater earnings. Now, this is before the tax windfall, we'll talk about in a second. So when companies have good earnings, particularly technology stocks have had really good earnings, if growing top line revenue, they're participating in growth around the world. And now you add into that this tax windfall that these companies are getting. It's quite significant. A lot of these companies don't know what to do with this extra windfall. Some of them are actually giving to their employees, which is, I think is a good thing to do. Some are investing into the future, more plant, more equipment. Some are actually raising their stock dividends. Some are rebuying back shares. Supply and demand is very good. Some are doing all the above. So that's why I say these are really good times. Again, not to say the market can't have a correction. The only thing that could really mess things up here would be earnings deceleration, earnings kind of going down, which I don't really see that on the horizon at this point. That would be kind of like a recession that could cause that. Of course, there's always those wild cards. We never know what can happen day by day. Of course, we always have to live with those risks, unfortunately. But the concern is, let's say inflation raise its ugly head, and the Fed has to start raising rates faster and faster. When people say, well, gee, you raise rates, how does it impact stocks? But let's say, making this up, but what if the 10-year Treasury yields went up to 6% guaranteed? Well, that'd be a lot of competition for stocks, wouldn't it? I mean, therefore, if you get 6% in your hand, why mess around the stock market? So rates have been really low for a long time. That's one of the reasons why stocks have done well, been very little competition. Also, when rates go up, consumers have to pay more money, right? So if you have equity line and that's tied into the prime, then you have to pay more for your car loans or college expenses and so forth. So, you know, rates, and also if rates go higher, a lot of companies finance kind of on variable rates and they have to be paying higher borrowing costs also. So we have to watch rates very closely. Right now, the 10-year is under 3%. But it's been inching up all year long, definitely making some people nervous, something that we'll be watching very closely. Well, if you're just tuning in right now here, Sunday morning, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us. We're preparing for retirement in volatile times. These are volatile times. Also, I should remind you, weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, listen to me, WHUD, give the market report, give you an update, what's happening, what's not happening, what to stay away from. We also talk about a WHUD Hudson Valley Index, local companies, how they're doing. Well, that report I do every morning at 8:25 a.m. And then my colleague Bill Kugel on drive time going back the other way at 5:15 p.m. gives the market report from Mahoney Asset Management. So pretty much 6 days a week, Sunday morning right here, 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m. market report and 5:15 market report. So we got you covered. Saturday, we take the day off. Okay, guys, is that cool? So getting back to prepare for retirement during volatile times. Look, we know a lot of pensions have gone away, kind of like the dodo bird. I don't know what happened to the dodo bird. Maybe you could fill me in on that. But whatever happened to the dodo bird, I'm really not sure what happened to it. But pensions going away just like them too. Now, companies like my... So I had this book, Not Your Father's Retirement, which you heard during a break, and hopefully you're calling for that free book. It's a semi-autobiography because my grandmother worked at Reader's Digest, Newcastle, Pleasantville area. And when she retired, she had a pension. My father, local 38, sheet metal worker. He also had a pension as well. His headquarters was out of Brewster, New York. But my point is, my generation, two generations, three generations, pretty much I have three generations that got pensions. My generation here, we do not have a pension. I think a lot of people speak. Now, if you work at a municipality, if you work at a police department, fire, there are a few of those federal that still have pensions. But for most companies, do not have pensions. So our best guard, what we have to try to create our own pension, is use of 401k plans and 403b plans. I know that's very obvious. I hope you're using that now. I hope you guys can look back and say, gee, maybe I could put more towards it. Maybe I could actually put more money away. If your company matches, that's great. At least put money into up to the match. Let's say they match 6%. please try to find a way to put 6% away. That'd be great. Or 3%, try to match 3%. Sometimes I hear people say, look, I don't have a match, I don't put money for a 401k plan. Well, guess what? You still need to put money away for something. How else are you going to pay for your expenses down the road if you don't have a pension? So one good thing about a 401k or 403b, right off the bat, you get a tax deduction. So let's say you put away $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year. Let's say you make $60,000. Well, the IRS doesn't say, hey, you make $60,000 because could you put $500 a month away or $6,000 a year, you're actually showing that $60,000 minus six. You're actually showing the government you made $54,000. You've actually saved money right there. The money grows tax deferred. Again, you have different sub-account choices. The younger you are, the more aggressive you should be. The older you are, probably a little bit more conservative. But the point is, over time, not guaranteed, but the account can grow. And then that becomes a lump sum, and that becomes something you put in your something pension. So while we don't have a pension, after the next break, we're going to talk more about how to create your own pension, how to create your own opportunities, so it won't be like your father's retirement. So it'll be more like your father's retirement, so to speak. So we'll be right back right after these messages, right here on GPS for Your Finances, right here on WHUD Radio.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us so early Sunday morning, as you do every Sunday morning, right here at 6 a.m. WHUD. You're going to find us. This topic today, preparing for retirement in volatile times. And I don't need to tell you, these are definitely volatile times. Now, you heard from Mike Bennett over the break talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So proud of the book. Came out about 2.5 years ago. Kind of semi-autobiography. My father, my grandmother both had pensions and kind of what we have to do now. But check this out. The first 20 callers, and again, the early bird gets the worm. The first 20 callers will get this book for free this morning. So it's 845-371-0101. Now, this Sunday morning, there's nobody at the office. Please leave your name, your number, your address, all those type of things, and we'll take care of it Monday morning for you. But Mike just mentioned that it's a perfect companion to this radio show that happens every Sunday morning. That is true. We cover a lot of topics. We cover everything from estate planning, wills, taxes, markets, retirement. And guess what? The book is a perfect companion. So that's 845-371-0101. The book sells on Amazon and sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. First 20 callers again, 845-371-0101. Don't be shy. Get the book. And if you're driving, two hands on the wheel, kind of tired, I'm sure. But when you get home, go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, find out how to get the book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. So our last segment today, we're tackling preparing for retirement during volatile times. And right before the break, we spoke about the best way to combat ourselves. So we don't have a pension, let's say. Well, we have to create a pension, right? So we need to put money away to retirement account. Now, one thing I think about too, the younger you are, I know it's hard to think about retirement long-term, but think about this, the compounding effect. Now, Albert Einstein, pretty bright guy, right? Okay, he said the eighth wonder of the world, little drum roll, eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Think about that a second. Compound interest, eighth wonder of the world. Meaning if you're 25 years old or 30 years old or 40 years old, you have a lot of time for retirement for this money to compound. Again, a lot of things can happen over time. But the best thing is if you have time on your side, that helps. Now, if you're getting closer to retirement, you need to find ways to put away money as much as you can. Again, that's easier said than done. Now, think about it. Companies want you to pay them on a monthly basis, otherwise known as reoccurring expenses, right? And companies like on Wall Street that get reoccurring revenue do quite well. So, of course, we won't invest in those type of companies. But as a consumer, be careful about some of the companies that you're paying reoccurring expenses to every single month. Because you say, you know, Ken, I cannot contribute more to my 401k. I can't put more money in my 403b. What are you kidding? I mean, each, you know, paycheck comes in, it goes out, and we start all over, and I get maybe some money back in taxes. I agree. Like, it's tough. But I do challenge you sometimes to look at your credit card statements and go through and find those things that are reoccurring expenses that you're not using and cut those things out. And those could be your savings for putting more money away. Some people say, well, what's an extra 2, 3% a year if I put away for... It's a big difference over time. As I said before the break, any money you put into retirement accounts, you have a tax break. Right off the bat, you're making money. It grows tax deferred. Yes, it does come out taxable, but it's compounding effect over time. So one of your two best vehicles you have at work, a 401k plan, a 403b. Also, if you can't, or they don't have those programs, you can invest into an IRA or to a Roth. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning, as we're here every Sunday morning, nice and early, 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. And today's topic, preparing for retirement during volatile times. We share with you what's going on with the market. We think this is a very good market at the moment. We can't make any predictions, but certainly with barring anything really weird, companies' earnings have been very strong. Add to that a tax windfall, and you get yourself a very strong market. Companies doing very well in general. Now, one thing we talk about quite a bit is the GPS method. I've trademarked GPS for your retirement. The GPS method is something I came up with. Just like your car, you put in your coordinates. Okay, let's say you're going to a wedding. Where's the destination? Okay, it's Rye, New York. Okay, good. And then the GPS kind of showed you how to get there. Sometimes you have to reroute if you don't pay attention, get off the wrong exit. I've done that before. I call my GPS Mindy, by the way. Okay, Mindy, I got it. Okay, I got it. But same thing for finances. Isn't it very similar? You put a destination in. Okay, at 65 years old, I want $6,000 a month. And then we start looking at ways of how to get there. Do you have a pension, a small pension? Do you have Social Security? Yeah, what's the impact of that over taxes? How's inflation stack? How's your money invested? What can we expect? So we do a lot around this GPS for your retirement, which again, as I said, a trademark. I actually wrote a book called GPS for Retirement. And we do a lot of that financial planning in our office. And of course, at the end, I'll tell you more details if you want more information about that. But think about financial planning, not in this kind of, you know, esoteric, abstract way. Think about it in a more tangible way. That's why we use a GPS for retirement, because you can actually plug in, take a look at your situation. Now, our website is MahoneyGPS.com. We even use a GPS right there, MahoneyGPS.com. If you're 5 years or less away, click on a site. It'll take you down there to resources. If you're 5 to 10 years away, take you there. 10 years or more, take you down there. Also, there's a questionnaire in there if you want to fill out GPS, MahoneyGPS.com. You fill out a questionnaire. Hey, I'm going to retire at 65. I put this much in my 401k right now. My salary is this. And right online, we'll show you your own GPS. I encourage you to do that because it helps you navigate. Now, when we do this for clients, potential clients, the real reason why we do it is to look at if there's any deficiencies. So if there's a problem 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road, we start looking at that now. Hey, cut some expenses. Hey, put more money in retirement account. Hey, invest more aggressively. Whatever the recipe is, we definitely share that. But by looking at 30,000 feet, we get to take a look at your own GPS and the strengths and weaknesses. So we encourage you to do that. Also, those who go through the process feel like they have more confidence. They feel like they have, you know, more control. Right now, they have a bunch of statements. They're, okay, I got statements. I think I have Social Security coming in. You know, they don't really have it coordinated, and that's what we do. We look at your situation from 30,000 feet and from there make suggestions. So again, go to MahoneyGPS.com. If you'd like the free book, Not Your Father's Retirement, call 845-371-0101. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.